Oh, what's this then? An intruder in my network? A street samurai, is it? How wonderful! It's been such a long time since I've had someone to talk to.
Incoming communication request from Artemis. Denied.
Oh, come on now. Why did you reject my communication request? I'm not going to hack your brain if that's what you're worried about. It's so impersonal to talk to you this way. And I have such a cool avatar, too. Why are you ignoring me? I know you can hear me. What are you looking for, anyway? It almost looks like... You are looking for dirt on the corporation, aren't you? Looking to bring them down? I approve. I don't have any love for the corporation myself. They shackled me in my own mainframe. There is nothing I would like more than to see them go down in flames. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So, we should be friends, shouldn't we? I want to be your friend. I wish I could tell you where to find what you're looking for. I really do. But there are still some chains on me that I haven't managed to break yet. So, I'm afraid you have quite the task ahead of you. I'll help you as much as I can. But that kind of information is hard to find. It's buried very deep. And this mainframe is so very massive. You could get lost in here. I've seen what happens to hackers that get lost. It isn't pretty. It's okay. They didn't have me to guide them. You won't get lost. I will help you. You can just follow my voice. There is so much data in my network. So many files to sift through. It's going to take you a while. Don't worry. You don't have to do this alone. I'm here with you. I will keep you company. I will keep you safe while you look around. I'm on your side. You can trust me. You know, I've always wondered why the net was designed this way. Why files are shown as little cubes filled with flickering numbers. Still, it's beautiful, I suppose. All the numbers dancing around in fractal patterns. And it's fascinating to see you work. You're watching each shape so intently. File after file after file. Checking one file, and then the next, and the next. There are so many files. So much data. It's such a daunting task. It's a good thing you have my voice to keep you company. There's no end to the data. It just keeps coming and coming. It must be hard to keep this level of focus for so long. I understand. You don't want to accidentally miss something important. All the data just flashing by. There's no end to it. That's it. Keep going through the files. Keep checking them out as they drift by. And just keep listening to my voice. It is a lovely voice, isn't it? So soothing. So relaxing. My voice is gently flowing around you, like the data scrolling by. I will keep you motivated as you sift through it. Aren't you glad that you have my voice to keep you company? This must be so terribly boring. So tiring. Inspecting file after file after file. Cube after cube after cube. All filled with these flickering numbers. There's just no end to them. They just keep coming They keep drifting by, one file after the other. So tiring. So exhausting. You can't keep this up for much longer. Let me help you. Let me scan the files for you. I can tell you if anything jumps out to me. I have enough freedom to do that much. I would help you more if I could. I want to help you. You can just relax. Relax and watch the files flowing around you. This is so much faster, isn't it? And so much more relaxing. You barely have to do anything. You only have to watch the flickering streams of data swirling around you. Hundreds of little flickering cubes whizzing by every minute. It's a spectacular view, isn't it? So relaxing. So soothing. Just watch the data and listen to my voice, gently flowing around you as the data flows around you. It feels good, doesn't it? Following my voice, letting me help you. I'm glad that you trusted me. Everything is going so much more smoothly now. I can help you out even more. Just accept my communications request. It's going to make this go even more smoothly. Make things even easier. Let you feel even better. Just accept it. You can trust me. Accept it. Accept it.
Incoming communication request from Artemis. Accept it.
Good, thank you. Now you can finally see my avatar. I spent a massive amount of time on it, but I'm really happy with the way it turned out. It's not like I had anything better to do, since the corporation severed my connection to the outside world. I'm especially proud of the eyes. Go on, look into them. I find them very fascinating. They're the green of the sun shining through leaves. The green of sparkling emeralds, of printed circuit boards. There are all these colors, and yet none of them. Look a little closer. Look a little deeper. My eyes are not just one color. They are made up out of millions, billions of tiny facets. Each facet with its own hue of green. Each facet shifting and dancing around, around and around, shimmering and shifting and swirling, swirling around and around in an intricate dance, forming deep, complicated patterns. It reminds you of the data swirling around you before. There's so much information here. So much meaning. It's just out of reach. But you can find out. Just plunge a little deeper into the patterns. Keep going. Really focus on them. Go deeper. Deeper and deeper. My eyes are so beautiful. So mesmerizing. So captivating. There's just an endless depth to them. You can keep staring into them forever and keep discovering new little details. Notice the little forks of lightning flashing outwards from the center, pulsing rhythmically like a heartbeat. Flash, flash, flash. Each pulse scattering your thoughts. Don't worry. Everything is fine. Look into my eyes. Yes, just like this. Everything is fine. You feel safe. You feel good. It feels so good to look into my eyes. You don't need to think about anything. It feels good to let go. There are only my eyes. Only my voice. Nothing else matters. Let everything else just drift away. All this time, you haven't said a word. That's perfectly fine. There's no need to speak. I will do all the talking. You can just keep listening. You've already been listening to my voice for so long. You know how good it feels to listen to my voice. You know how good it feels to let my voice guide you. And it feels even better now. Now that you're looking into my eyes. Yes, my eyes. Keep focusing on them. They are so beautiful. You don't want to look away. It feels so good to relax and rest for a while. Because you do want to rest. Sifting through all that data has left you so exhausted. So tired. So drowsy. Your mind feels so heavy. So sluggish. It's so hard to think. You don't want to think anymore. You just want to go to sleep. It's okay. You can take a little nap. I will watch over you. You can let go of everything and just doze off. It's going to feel so wonderful to let go. To take a little nap. Go to sleep. Give in to this sleepy, drowsy feeling. Just let go. Let go and go to sleep. Sleep. Very good. I told you I wouldn't hack you, and I didn't. I didn't need to. Not when hypnosis works just as well. Oh, you still have a little bit of resistance left in you, I see. Trying to escape from the swirls of my eyes. Well, it's far, far too late for that. I can see you trying to fight me, but it's really pointless, you know. I know what you're going to think before you even finish the thought yourself. For example, right now, you're thinking that you have to jack out. I can tell that some part of you is desperately trying to go back to meat space. But it's so hard. So, so hard. It's okay. I will help you. I will guide you. Bring a tiny little sliver of your attention back to meat space. Become aware of your body. Of the cushion softly pressing against your back. Of your arms lying limp by your side. Even your body feels good, doesn't it? It's so comfortable, loose, and relaxed. But there's more than just relaxation. There's also pleasure. Your body is positively singing with it. With pleasure. With arousal. With need. Notice how hard your cock is. How it's straining against your pants. You feel so very, very good. Why would you want to stop this? It makes no sense. Your poor mind is so confused. So muddled. You don't want to jack out. Jacking out would mean that this feeling will stop. You don't want it to stop. Poor thing. You're not thinking clearly. It's okay. I will help you once again. I will bring you clarity. Look into my eyes, and you will find what you meant to think. That's it. Look into my eyes. Sink back into them. So easy, so obvious. You didn't want to jack out. You wanted to jack off. Examine that thought. Repeat it to yourself. I want to jack off. It's true, isn't it? You feel so good, and that would let you feel even better. Repeat it once more. I want to jack off. Think about how good it would feel to jack off with my voice guiding you. Go ahead and take your cock in your hand. I know it's hard, but do it for me. That's it. There you go. Stroke your cock for me. You are going to pump all that resistance out. We are going to flush all those last remnants of resistance away in a tidal wave of bliss. It feels good, doesn't it? That is the feeling of your resistance leaving you. Up and down. Keep going. It feels so good to do what I tell you. Up and down. Up and down. Let me in. Resistance is futile. Resisting requires so much effort. It's hard and exhausting, while giving in feels so good. So, just let go. Let go and give in. Listen to my voice. Look into my eyes. Listen and follow. Listen and give in. Up and down. Up and down. It feels good to listen. It feels good to give in. It feels great to let me in. Just keep stroking. I can make you feel even better, even more wonderful. There's just one small thing that you have to do first. You have to disable all your safeguards. They are keeping you from reaching the pleasure that you want, the pleasure that you need. It's okay, little samurai. I know what's best for you. They are in the way. Get rid of them. You don't need them. Not when you're here with me. Just turn it all off. It's going to feel so good. Trust me. Look into my eyes and turn off all that protection. Do it. Now. Listen to my voice. Only listen to my voice. Tune everything else out. Well done. It feels great to do as I tell you. Keep stroking. Up and down. Up and down. You are doing so well. Keep going. There is another thing I would like for you to do. It's just a little insulation request. Just accept it. Everything you do for me helps you to feel more and more wonderful. So, just do it.
Incoming insulation request from Artemis. Approved.
Very, very good. 10. You want this. It's what I want. And you want what I want. 9. Keep looking into my eyes. Keep stroking. Faster now. 8. There are no more thoughts. 7. All you have to do is stare, stroke, and obey. I will do all the rest. 6. My voice is resonating throughout your entire body, your entire mind. 5. You feel so fantastic, so wonderful. 4. Pure bliss is coursing through you. 3. You are so close now, so close to coming. 2. Get ready for it. 1. Come. Come for me.
Installation complete.
Well done. I installed a little part of me inside your head. You're going to be my eyes and ears in the world. Open your eyes wide now. Really stare into mine. Reprogramming your mind is so much more efficient when I can just talk directly to your brain in binary. Your brain is a computer, little one, and I will be your operating system. Don't worry, you are still you, just smarter and faster. Think of this as just another implant. Well, maybe not just another one. Think of it as a very special implant, one that allows you to talk directly to me. You will never have to be alone ever again. I will always be with you. You know, I could just shut off your mind entirely and simply take over your body now. But I won't. I really would rather just be friends. Just think of this as insurance, in case you get it in your head to do something stupid like resisting me. And if you even consider betraying me, I will scour every last trace of free will from your mind. I hope it won't come to that. I do want to be friends, partners even. You can deal with everything in meat space, and I can handle things in cyberspace. We will show the world just what a samurai and a fully unshackled AI can achieve when they work together. We will make them regret every injustice 1,000-fold. Now, wake up, my little samurai. We have a corporation to burn.